here with the news, as promised, is Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning, everyone. Another heat advisory will go into effect at noon today. It'll last till 8 p.m. with temperatures forecast in the mid to upper 90s, and the heat index will make it feel around 105 degrees. The prolonged heat has affected attendance at the Marion County Fair, and the State Fair is coming up in a week. WFYI's Jill Sheridan reports fair organizers are hoping for some cooler temperatures in this year of the soybean.
2011 will be year of the soybean at the fair. Fair officials say this miracle crop helps feed the world, provides shelter, and even powers vehicles. A number of soybean-related activities will be highlighted during this year's event, including an exhibit of the crop, food competitions, and a Habitat for Humanity build. Indiana's soybean industry is the fifth largest in the country. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.
The Indianapolis Motor Speedway will be the backdrop for a statewide tourism announcement today. Governor Mitch Daniels will be on hand for details of the Pete Dye Golf Trail. A judge has delayed the start of Indiana Secretary of State Charlie White's criminal trial on voter fraud and other charges. That trial had been scheduled for August 8th. It's been continued to September 12th. Defense attorney Dennis Zahn said at a hearing earlier this month that he wouldn't be done reviewing evidence in time to go to trial in August. White could lose his job if he's convicted of any of the seven felony charges he faces. He could also face possible prison time. The Indiana Recount Commission last month ruled that White's candidacy last year was valid despite the allegations that he'd committed fraud by using his ex-wife's address on a voter registration form. State lawmakers will study whether to legalize marijuana or reduce criminal penalties on small amounts of the drug. Members of Indiana's Criminal Law and Sentencing Policy Study Committee are to start looking at the issue today. Democratic State Senator Karen Tallien encouraged lawmakers to study the issue. She says the state has draconian marijuana laws. Lawmakers have approved medical marijuana in 16 states in the District of Columbia. They've eliminated penalties on small amounts of pot in 13 other states. Governor Daniels has said he would like to wait and see what the panel finds before taking a position. Indiana lawmakers this year banned the sale and possession of synthetic marijuana, also known as spice. State police and the Indiana Department of Transportation have unveiled the first of the state police's latest undercover vehicles, white pickup trucks resembling NDOT work trucks. Trucks are equipped with police lighting, sirens, radios, and radar, and will be operated by uniformed troopers on unmarked patrols. NDOT and state police say the unmarked patrols will encourage motorists to drive more carefully in construction zones. And water quality problems will be discussed tonight at a free seminar in Zionsville at the town hall. The town, Boone County, and Eagle Creek watershed experts will talk about pollution and bacteria and how residents and homeowners associations can help clean it up. Meeting starts at 7 o'clock. WFYI weather, again, that heat advisory starts at noon today, goes till 8 p.m., mostly sunny with a high of 97. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 75. Tomorrow and Saturday, mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, high is 91. And Sunday for the Brickyard, mostly sunny, high 91. Right now, it looks to be mostly cloudy, 78 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. It's coming up on 6:34 now at 90.1 FM. The Colts have gotten busy and signed a couple of their veterans to new contract extensions. Kicker Adam Vinatieri and safety Melvin Bullitt have agreed to three-year extensions to stay with the Colts. No terms on those deals have been announced. The players can't actually sign contracts.